I'm a fossil preparator, and so my job is to unearth fossils from what we call matrix or rock around the bone or fossil. So I use a variety of tools to prep away this rock and dirt. I also get to train volunteers how to do this, and then I also get to do cool stuff like field work and create three-dimensional copies of fossils through molding and casting. So it's kind of a hodgepodge of like art and science, which and very hands-on, which is why I really enjoy working as a fossil preparator. I have always been obsessed with dinosaurs and fossils since my parents claimed 2 years old. There's videos of me going through the Houston Museum of Natural Science, wanting to pointing at the fossils and wanting to stay in the paleontology hall. It was everything. It has always been dinosaurs and fossils for me. Growing up, I can't think of a certain movie or toy or anything. I've always been in love with it. I've been fascinated by the past, and it led me to volunteer at the Houston Museum when I was 12 years old. And that just like made my obsession even more about paleontology. And I just felt so at home in that field, and it just felt like I belong there. These are the things that I feel so passionate about. So I applied immediately because the target age for If Then is to inspire middle school girls. And that's when I started my path into paleontology truly was when I was 12 and I was in middle school. I remember it so well because I had so many things happen kind of in my early like career stages as a middle schooler. So I feel like I'm able to connect and really give back and remember those years as a middle schooler to help other girls pursue their STEM passion. And through If Then, there's been a really cool opportunity to do these projects. And I started a YouTube channel answering common questions I get about becoming a paleontologist. And then I was also part of a podcast for kids. And through both of these projects, I've actually had kids reach out to me. I created a new email and opened up my comments. And I've actually had kids who were middle school age girls, ask about paleontology. And I'm so excited to see this because it is working and I am able to at least make an impact on a few people. And it makes me so excited to see that these projects are working and If Then is doing what we're supposed to do. I still can't get over, it doesn't feel real, honestly, to see this exhibit because back in 2019, we knew about this plan. And having it actually be there and it's here and all of the statues are up, you can interact and learn more about each person's story. It doesn't feel real still. And it's in a part of the mall where people can go across. It's in the center of the mall, kind of in this little courtyard area. And I think it's wonderful when people come step out and take a break and they see all of these wonderful women statues. And hopefully, you know, kids and really anybody can go through and relate to at least one or two of those women. Because we're all from different backgrounds. We're all learning different things in STEM and became part of STEM in different stages of life, too. So there's, you know, bound to be somebody who resonates with each person who comes by and looks at that exhibit. And that is important.